I wondered what would have happened if Mary had said no. Think of it for a minute. What would have happened? Was there a queue of people, of women? You know, British society is really good for queuing, aren't we? But what if Mary had said no? You know, this week we are told that the atmosphere is full of expectancy and the sense that what we are looking forward to has already begun to be fulfilled. It may be hidden, but it leaps out at us. And I have really been thinking for a long time, what if Mary had said no? And it started, this thought in my mind started, I think it was about May time when we had to go and rescue this young lady who was in Brighton sitting on a cliff who wanted to jump. So two of us trod along and we tried to talk her out of jumping while the fire brigade put their trampoline down. And then she started asking about my fate, why do I do my job? And her question was, what if there isn't a God? What if your God doesn't exist? And I had to think fairly quickly, so I said to her, you know when you go to a betting shop, you place an each-way bet. I prefer to have an each-way bet. She understood that. But things have started happening, and the prophet Micah speaks of events far greater than he imagined. And we, with our knowledge of the gospel, can pick up on what, on the image of a shepherd savior being brought to birth and establishing a reign of peace. We should be so grateful to Mary, because Mary's yes to us is very profound. It is, to me, it is the most profound in the way that it has changed her life. It is believable, even without God's request, that she and Joseph would have become parents. Because of her yes, though, she became not only a mother, but the mother of Jesus. An ordinary life was made sacred by the way of an invitation that she affirmed. Her life was deepened by the shape of it. But it remained mostly the same. And like any mother, she was still needed. She was still needed by that infant in the middle of the night. She chased the toddler with the hopes of a nap soon to come. And she turned her life towards her child. The difference is that her attention turned toward a child who was Jesus. When Mary said yes, she welcomed God into the content of her already given life. And so it is with us. When we say yes, God is most often inviting us to what is already within our capacity. He's inviting us to see our ordinary roles as sacred. And like Mary, we can accept the deepening of the lives that we have already been given. Can we say yes and let life be sacred? Let life be filled with the Son of God? I want you to close your eyes for a minute. Don't fall asleep, but close your eyes. And I want you to imagine the scene of Mary, yes. Just close your eyes. We all know the story. Let us imagine the scene of Mary's yes. What details do you see, and how do these affect your understanding of her response? We know her answer was yes, but what was beneath it? What was the underlying factor? What thoughts do you think she had? What knee-jerking feelings were formed, and how did they become part of her response? What do you imagine the conversation in her mind was as she formed her response? You can open your eyes now. We are told that Mary did not run or hide when the angel came to her. Somehow, she was present to the experience and the request. While I do imagine that she had many feelings in that moment, they did not blur her attention or her ability to respond. And you know what? That this presence of mine inspires me. I think of her yes, and I long for that kind of presence she might have had in that encounter. Mary is an inspiration to somebody like me. But today, I want us also to think about some of the common feelings that distract us from our encounters. Maybe it is fear that we can't do something, or anger that we feel we have to. Maybe it is resentment that another needs us, or guilt that we do not want to be needed. And as we go about our daily lives, we must notice these feelings and we must practice them our way back to what is actually at hand. And we can do this in a variety of ways. Recently, I've started writing things on a board I have in my kitchen, or put in notes for myself on my phone. Sometimes I write on my diary at work. There are different ways in which we can practice. And we can practice by writing yes. Because God works within us wherever we are. And I find when I write yes on a bit of paper, it visually reminds me of what God is calling me to do. Sometimes I just want to close my eyes and form a mental image of something that needs to be done. Or I would choose a word and repeat it continuously until I remember it rightly. We need a simple action to help us to refocus on what is before us. And at the end of the day, as we journey towards Christmas, it's not the present at the bottom of the tree that matters. It's the presence of that light at the top of the tree. We should be honored in today's society. We should be honored when we see people like Mary, who is willing to lay aside so much in obedience and live out of love. Mary, a woman most real and most beautiful at human nature. God and humanity cooperating together for the good of the world. And today we are given the chance to press that pause button. We are given that opportunity to sit still and wonder at what can happen when we allow God to work in us and with us and for the good of this world. And one of the most profound ways of doing this is by sitting quietly and praying. Prayer is the practice of attending to that which is true. And when we pray, whatever method we use, we notice our needs, our desires, and our relationship. Only by noticing what is within us that we are able to connect with what is beyond us. We have given this opportunity to say yes. God is coming with a request. How will our yes make a difference? How will your yes and my yes make a difference? Mary taught us this when she said yes. So let us our yes be yes.